This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Jackie Dalton. Today we'll be talking about youth crime and antisocial behaviour, a term we'll be explaining later, and a new way that's being used by some people to try and get rid of badly behaved teenagers. I'm joined today by Callum Robertson. Hello, Callum.
Hi, Jackie.
And as ever, we'll kick off the programme with a question, and that is, what is a citizen's arrest? Is it A, when a member of the public is arrested by a police officer? B, when members of the public vote on whether someone should be arrested? Or C, when a member of the public arrests another member of the public?
Well, I know this one. I'm quite sure that it's C. A citizen's arrest is when a member of the public arrests another member of the public.
OK, well, we'll find out if your confidence is well placed at the end of the programme, see if you got it right. First of all, let's have a look at some language, though, that relates to this kind of area and the kind of language we're seeing more and more in the media and so on in Britain at the moment. One particular expression that springs to mind is antisocial behaviour. What does that mean?
This is kind of a generic catch-all, a very wide expression, which is very common in the media these days to describe people who are acting in public in a way that makes other people feel uncomfortable or worried or nervous or scared. So maybe there are groups of young people who are using bad language, who are shouting, who are causing damage in a public place.
OK, so it's causing an upset. It's not necessarily a crime, though. It's not necessarily criminal behaviour, although sometimes, obviously, it is. Another word that's come to light fairly recently is an ASBO, an antisocial behaviour order.
This is something that was brought in a few years ago. It's like an order from the court. It tells an individual how they must not behave. If they don't behave well, then they might suffer a stronger punishment.
And other things that have come up as well that relate to antisocial behaviour, terms like binge drinking, which means drinking lots and lots of alcohol and then behaving in an antisocial way. And then also gangs and gang culture, which is groups of people hanging out together, sometimes causing trouble. You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Recently, there's been a lot of controversy here about a new way of trying to get rid of groups of teenagers who are hanging around causing trouble. And it's something called a mosquito. And a bit like the little insect, a mosquito, which emits a very high-pitched noise. Can you do a mosquito impression? Exactly. This isn't actually the insect. It's a little device that you plug in. The frequency of the sound is very high, which means that not everyone can hear it. Only young people can hear it. And this is just to give you an idea of what it sounds like to them.
Can't hear it.
Well, that's a really, really annoying noise. Did you hear that, Callum?
No, I couldn't hear it. I'm far
too old. Well, this is being used to try and get rid of teenagers hanging around in certain areas, for example, by shopkeepers who don't want teenagers in their shops causing trouble. Some people are a bit upset about this. We have something here called a Children's Commissioner for England, which is someone whose job it is to fight for children's rights. He's Sir Al Ainsley Green. Listen to his views on this mosquito system.
We have had countless stories from children across the country who are law-abiding, who are not causing problems, who are very angry about the thousands of these devices being installed. It's indiscriminate. Babies, children, toddlers, autistic children, disabled children will hear this. It's not addressing the root cause of the problem.
So he thinks it's a very bad idea. And one of the words he uses to explain this is indiscriminate.
Yeah. Something that's indiscriminate is not able to target specifically any particular group. It affects everybody. It doesn't only affect those people causing trouble, it also affects the people who aren't causing trouble.
Or the term he uses for this, a law-abiding. Law-abiding means people who
are following the law, who are, you know, obeying the law.
And he also says it doesn't address the root cause of the problem. So if we're talking about the root cause of crime or antisocial behaviour, what do we mean?
It means, why are people behaving this way? So the symptom is what they are doing, and that might be affected by this system. It might stop them doing it in that place. But the root cause, the reason why they are doing it, that's not being addressed. That's not being tackled.
Well, not surprisingly, perhaps, the man who invented the device, Howard Stapleton of Compound Security Systems, says those accusations that it's unfair and indiscriminate are silly.
What about our human rights? What about human rights to the shopkeeper and the general public? We're talking about a small sector of the population, teenagers, drunk, behaving badly, this device is to be used against. What about the rest of us out there? Aren't we all sick and tired of what's going on our streets at the moment?
Well, Howard Stapleton argues then that we all have human rights and people who are behaving well shouldn't have to suffer other people behaving badly.
Yeah.
So he says this is why this device is fine and there's nothing wrong with it. Well, it's nearly time for the end of the programme, but let's just check to see if you got your answer right, which you were very confident about. The question was, what is a citizen's arrest? And you were right. It's when a member of the public arrests another member of the public. The practice dates back to medieval England, when they decided that ordinary citizens, ordinary people, should be able to help arrest other people. Well, that's all for this week's 6 Minute English, but do join us again soon for more. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com